Feliz Navidad, Happy New Year from Kiss.
Happy New Year, Feliz Navidad from Kiss.
Feliz Navidad, Happy New Year from Kiss.
Feliz Navidad, Happy New Year from Kiss.
Hola! Hola!
Hola!
Turn right.
Yeah.
Just lost you. Rockin'! Wow.
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, Happy New Year, Kiss Army.
Sunny Hollywood Pony.
Happy Festivus, everyone.
Oh, have mercy. And we have a fourth today, because we're going to do something very special for you guys, and that is Mr. Matt Porter.
Podcast Rock City. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, my God. It's so great to have you on with us.
Woo!
Yep.
It's been too long.
Way too long.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah. The last time you were on, dude, we were sitting at a table together in Nashville.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I hope we get to do that again.
We will. One way or another.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you've never listened to Podcast Rock City before, basically what we are is just like three dudes tonight for just sitting around and bullshitting Kiss. This is what we do. Like when you guys are sitting around and talking about the Jets, it's the same thing, except, you know, we talk about Kiss. I don't know why I said the Jets. It's whatever. J-E-T-S, Jets. I don't know. I'm not a fan of football anymore.
You're still bitter, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a conspiracy theory show one time about how football's fake. But until I get that channel, let's talk about some news.
Podcast Rock City News.
There is none. It's Christmas week, so nothing's really happening. So, you know, it's Christmas. I hope, or Kissmas, sorry, guys. I hope everybody had a good one. Jody, did you get any good, cool Kissmas presents?
No Kiss stuff, but I did get a lot of cool shit otherwise.
Well, that's cool. Sonny, he got some Bradford Exchange stuff.
Yeah, so I got the phase one of the Kiss train, so that's the caboose. So, I'm going to have to put phase 2, 3, and 4 on my list, obviously. And then there are some new figurines that you can get that spell out Kiss. And I got the Gene and the Paul to spell out K-I, and that's from the Bradford Exchange, too. So my wife hooked me up.
Right on.
Matt, did you get anything?
No, I got coal in my stocking.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I haven't done anything with it yet. I really want to. I think what's going to wind up happening is I need to get Jody and then maybe Matt's brother to do some recording for me. But I wrote the 12 Days of Kissmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So, but it's got a slant on it and it's got some humor, you know?
Let's hear them, dude. Round them down.
Okay. All right. Now, hold on, because it's embarrassing. We don't need the music. Okay. But I'll just start from 12, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's really hard to do, okay? So I didn't put any music to this yet, but I want to, so next year we can release it.
So it'll just be like a heavier version of the regular music, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
so
easy.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and go through in the here. Okay. There's some humor to this, and you'll all get it, hopefully. Okay, so it's on the first day of Christmas, on the first day of Kissmas, my true love gave to me a vintage Kiss radio. Okay, now, that's the beginning, okay? Now, where it goes from there is where the humor is, and God, I hope you guys think it's funny. On the second day of Kissmas, my true love gave to me 4 Halloween costumes and a Kiss vintage Kiss radio. On the third day of Kissmas, my true love gave to me four Kiss pencils, four Halloween costumes, and a... Okay, my point is...
Everything's four.
Everything's four. Okay. So at the end, it's four Kiss busts, four vintage notebooks, four belt buckles, four McFarlane action figures, four Kiss puzzles, four farewell tour picks, four Love Gun era posters, four Mego... Oh, four Mego dolls. Four solo records, four Kiss pencils, four Halloween costumes. Okay.
That is good, and yes, we will have to do that.
You have to do that, because only Kiss fans will understand.
That's great.
You can't get one.
Yeah, it's got to be four, dude.
Got to be four.
Maybe that's another thing we record at this party we're talking about.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I think it'll be a hit.
That way we could have a full-blown, like, hearing aid chorus, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What would it be called? Can't be hearing aid anymore.
Wisdom.
Yeah, that was. I loved that song.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch the baking, like the video?
I saw it way back in the day. I'd actually like to see that again.
Yeah, it's really good, man. My favorite part is, you know, Jeff Tate from Queensryche. He's got that, like, chicken haircut, you know, where it's all. I love Jeff Tate, man. He's probably chicken in my top. Haircut. Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, it's like all spiked on one side, and like there's like three cans of hairspray to hold it there. And
nice.
Single-handedly created the hole in the ozone layer. Him and Pat Sajak, because everybody knows that dude's hair. All right. Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do today.
Speaking of Pat Sajak.
Yes, that was very good. Nice job. We wanted to do some more Kiss trivia. Now, we did one a while back where it was me against Sonny. Sonny lost. And it was one where...
That was the family feud.
That was the family feud, right. And then it was Jody against Sonny in this thing that we did, which was really hard. It was, you know...
Oh, yeah, that one was impossible.
That one was really hard.
I won that one.
You did win.
Damn it.
So... For our New Year's Day show, we decided to have some fun, and the three of us would battle it out, and Matt, Mr. Amazing Matt Porter, agreed to be the Richard Dawson of our game show. I say Richard Dawson because he got to kiss all the women.
There you go.
Now, talk about a whore. That yeah. I guarantee he's single hand. If you were to trace back herpes to the beginning, I guarantee
he's like patient zero. I heard that he was like backstage, like getting blown by all those chicks and stuff.
Really?
I read that somewhere. Every single one, but a large portion of them.
I'm just not surprised, man.
You know what? Instead of Alex Trebek, I'm going to be Alex True black and white makeup.
There you go.
There you go.
That works out. Yeah, perfect. Man. Alex Trebek, man. How about we play Kiss True? What are we going to call this?
Podcast Rock Trivia.
Man.
There you go. Matt's on it, man. He's got all the best ideas.
All right. So basically what we're going to do is we're just going to we're going to go to 16. First, you know, whoever gets to 16 questions first will be the winner. Now, however, we reserve the right to stop early if this takes 63 hours.
Or have bonus rounds if we want
to. Yes, if we go quick, we'll have bonus rounds. So let's see how embarrassed we can be by the end of this and not knowing any Kiss trivia.
Yeah.
Who was working the fader on the soundboard during these sessions where they recorded Elder? It was like, I don't know.
Anyway. Well, to give your audience, you know, an idea, it is based on the questions from the Kiss trivia game from 2003. I have all the cards. So that gives people some idea where all this info is coming from.
Cool.
Yes, this will be fun. So we drew numbers before the game. And Sonny picked, he goes first, Jody goes second, I go third, thank God. So so you guys can all look silly before I do. I just, you know. And I guess we'll go ahead and get started on the podcast rock trivia. Yay!
All right, Kiss Army, it's time for
Podcast Rock Trivia
with your host, the King of Kiss Radio, Mr. Matt Porter. Yes! And now, coming to you live all the way from Podcast Rock City, here's Matt Porter.
Okay.
Okay, so what magazine tricked Kiss into taking photos without their trademark makeup in 1975?
I know this. See, now I'm going to struggle with this stuff. Cream.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm going to tell you right now, before Jody gets his question, he's totally stressing right now. Yep.
If they're as easy as that one, I might have this in the bag.
Okay. That's okay, not the only thing you have in a bag.
Mine's in a jar. Thanks.
Okay. It's a mason jar?
It's like a little baby mason jar.
Okay, cool. All right, go.
Okay, so our next question goes to Jody. Who appeared as a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde character in a 1985 Rock Against Drugs ad?
Oh.
Gene.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. All right. I don't feel as stupid as I look.
Okay, so this one goes to Joe. Name the venue where Gene Simmons was arrested for mooning the audience.
That's the question I get. Okay.
I'm pulling them randomly.
Oh. The venue. God. You know what? Madison Square Garden.
Columbus Municipal Auditorium.
I had no idea.
I've never even heard about that before.
I heard about it, but I didn't. Did you know it, Sonny?
I knew it.
Oh, did you really? God.
Born in Ohio, baby. You got to know
it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
so tell
right.
me what happened exactly then.
I don't know what happened. I guess he mooned the audience.
What year was it?
Was it during the Crazy Nights tour or something like that?
It was during the non-makeup years. I know that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, so we're back around to Sonny. This question is, who plays the slide guitar intro to Rise to It on the Hot in the Shade album?
I'm going to go with Paul.
That is correct. Paul Stanley.
Even though he wanted to be Tom Kiefer.
Oh, yeah. That's what he wanted to be.
Okay, so this next one goes to Jody. Which original Kiss band member's 1978 solo album has the song titled Ozone?
Oh, my God.
Well, let me think about that.
Hey, wait, before you answer again, would you do me a favor and hit the pipe?
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, it's the Foo Fighters, right?
Yes. Wait, that counts as wrong. I'm saying, right?
Obviously Ace.
Right. Okay, so now we're down to Joe. Who designed Eric Carr's original Hawk makeup?
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley is correct.
Yes. I'm on the board. It's 2-2-1. I need you guys to fail, please.
Okay, so we're back around to Sonny. Marvel Comics published a comic book called Howard the Duck. Who was possessing the character Howard?
Kiss was.
Yes, that's correct.
Woohoo! Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're on to Jody. Where did Gene Simmons meet Shannon Tweed in 1984?
Playboy Mansion?
Playboy Mansion is correct.
Yeah. These are kind of easy, huh?
These are easy.
Yeah. Joe, what is a square root of 66.3?
That's my question.
Okay, so this is for Joe. Which Cheap Trick song mentions Kiss in the lyrics?
Surrender.
Yes, that is correct.
See, you gotta know that. You played it at the damn Rockin' Pod.
Yeah, that's true. I played on the drums.
So we're back to Sonny. During rehearsal, which two original Kiss band members staged an accident with a security guard in the parking lot?
Paul and Peter.
Yes, that's correct. Paul Stanley and Peter Criss.
Oh, man, I saw those pictures.
Now we're back around to Jody. Nirvana recorded what Kiss song?
Do You Love Me?
Yes, that's correct.
That's true.
Now we're on to Joe. Name the guitarist that replaced Vinnie Vincent.
Mark St. John?
Yes, that's correct.
These are like on the easy level.
This is okay. Maybe they'll get a little harder for the second round if we get around to it.
Right.
Okay, so we're back to Sonny. What are the four people on the cover of Kiss My Ass doing?
Praying.
Praying is correct.
I would have said eating dinner.
I would have said eating dinner, too. I would have been wrong.
Well, there you go. Well, that was, yeah, it was good. That was what was on the card. Now we're on to Jody. What is the song Black Diamond about?
It's about a lady of the night.
It says hookers on the street of New York City. So, yes, indeed. Good one.
Yeah, I would have thought that it was about skiing, but okay.
Well, that's if there's two guys, so it's...
I thought it was also about like a power crystal in Scooby-Doo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're on to Joe. What two Kiss albums were released in 1982? And this is kind of a trick question.
I'm going to say, is it Creatures and Killers?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Okay, now we're back around to Sonny. Love Theme from Kiss started off as which two songs?
Acrobat and Too Young.
Yes, that's correct.
Ooh, I wouldn't have got that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're much too young.
Yeah, that's a great one.
So now we're back around to Jody. What are the first names of Gene Simmons' parents?
Oh,
fuck. Florence, but I don't know what his dad's name was, man. I don't know.
So according to the card, it's Flora and Ferry, or Farrell. It looks like Ferry. But now, so you got it half right. We'll give you a 0.5.
Thanks,
man. Right. It comes down to the 0.5.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever even heard anyone mention Gene's father.
I don't think I have either. Yeah.
That sucks. Fuck that. Redo. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so now we're on to Joe. Who played bass in the studio recording of the song Love Gun on the album of the same name?
Oh, man. Where's my records? who played bass on that? Okay, so it obviously wasn't Gene. So I'm going to go with... I don't want to say Paul. I'm going to say Ace.
You should have gone with your instinct. Paul Stanley is giving you this card.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have got that one.
I would have got that in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever heard that.
Well, he wrote, if you listen to the demo, it's the same, and that was all Paul.
Yeah, it's
true. Okay, so we're back around to Sonny. Who played drums on the Unmasked album?
Anton Figg.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now we're back around to Jody. The lyrics, I was 17, you were just a dream, I was mesmerized, I felt scared inside, are from what Kiss song?
Sure Know Something.
Yes.
What did you say?
Sure Know Something.
Oh, okay.
Back around to Joe. Kiss stand proudly behind what band in the number of most gold records by any group in history?
Beatles.
The Beatles.
This doesn't make sense, though, when you think about it. The Beatles only have how many albums?
Beatles have a lot of albums, don't they?
Not really. Not of original material, anyway.
Somebody recently posted the actual thing and... When it comes to gold records, if this list was right, Kiss was more like 12th on the list. but they say they're the number one American.
Right.
Right. Well, but, you know, Elton John, and there was quite a few that were ahead of him. But, you know, right. Ahead of them. Anyway.
All right. Kiss Army.
Podcast Rock Trivia.
Hang tight. We'll be smack in a minute.
Paul Stanley works. workout tape for dirty minds and clean bodies. I will show you how to get the body you always wanted and the woman it belongs to. Yes, the Paul Stanley exercise tape. Join me, won't you?
The Paul Stanley workout tape, available where better videos are sold.
Because a muscle is a terrible thing to waste.
Hi, this is Bob Kulick, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City.
Okay, are we back around to Sunny?
Yep.
Where was the album Rock and Roll Over recorded?
Star Theater.
Correct, in Nanuet, New York.
I would have got that one wrong.
That was a good one. Boy, Sunny coming on strong. Look at that.
That's pretty amazing.
Now we're up to Jody again. What did Eric Carr do before joining KISS?
Do you want the like history thing, or do you want to know about the bands that he used to be in? Like, is it
they're looking like for a job?
Stove
yes,
repairman thing.
You got yeah. it. That's exactly it.
They can't mention all the creation and all that. Freaking quarrymen or running out of a burning club and surviving. And
yes.
Okay, so we're back around to Joe. Where did Bill Acoin first see KISS perform live?
Ooh. I know the name of the hotel. I'm just trying to, fuck.
That's what they're looking for, just the name of the hotel.
All right, hold on. Do I get, like, 10 seconds? Give me a, all right, hold on.
There you go.
Damn it, I can't think of it right now. Me and the goat ass.
No, that's late, Joe.
It is. It's almost midnight. I'm like.
And the goat
yes,
ass.
Yes, damn it. That's all right.
Okay, so we're back around to Sunny. When and where did Gene Simmons accidentally set his hair on fire for the first time?
Oh, boy. This one. When I, oh man, I'm going to take a guess. 75, Cleveland.
December 31st, 1974 at the Academy of Music, New York, New York.
Oh, I was 0-0 there.
Okay, now we're back to Jody. Who had an African-American stunt double in the movie Kiss Meets the Phantom?
God damn, dude.
You get all the easy ones. That's the Black Ace.
Okay, so we're down to Joe. What country holds the largest single show crowd attendance Kiss performed for?
Rio de Janeiro?
What country? So now,
we'll take that.
It's Brazil.
Oh, it's Brazil. Oh,
I'll take that.
I'm sorry. I heard city, but you said country, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Brazil. Sorry.
That's fair.
That's okay. Fair.
Yeah. All
right.
He knew it.
Okay, we'll go back around to Sunny. What female actress singer co-starred with Gene Simmons in Never Too Young to Die?
Oh, Vanity.
Yes.
Yes, Vanity. She's my Apollonia.
Yeah. Apollonia is my Apollonia.
You can have her.
I thought she was way hotter.
So now we're on to Jody. Which KISS member played in a band called Incubus?
Oh.
Hmm.
I know this one.
I would say Gene. I don't know, but that's just
yeah. Nope.
Who?
Nope.
Who?
Paul.
Paul Stanley.
Did not know that.
I think you're thinking Unholy because Gene says that.
Maybe. Just sounds like something, you know, the Incubus evil thing. So I just assumed Gene, but yeah, I was wrong. It's all right.
Now we're on to Joe. Which Married with Children star sang background vocals on Gene Simmons' 1978 solo album?
Oh, man, what the fuck is her name? Peggy.
Peggy Bundy. Yeah.
Right? Right. Peggy Bundy. Come on, right?
Oh, man.
Gemma, I think it was her name on that motorcycle show.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting enough, on a side note, did you know that she is the, I think, older sister of the twins in Grease 2, Jody?
Really?
Katie Sagal.
Katie Sagal is right.
Yes. Cool. Her sisters are the twins in Grease 2.
The ones that sing that Brad song?
Heck yeah, man. Cool. I used to love the twins.
Who doesn't love twins?
Absolutely. Anyway, that's for me and Jody, because we know the truth about Grease, and that is that Grease 2 is hands, feet, and head above Grease 1. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
That is so wrong. It's impossible.
No.
No way, man. I'll take 19-year-old Michelle Pfeiffer any day. All right. Let's move on. Sorry.
Okay, so we're back around to Sonny. Which KISS guitarist played in the bands Dolly and Front Page?
Which KISS guitarist?
Yes.
Dolly and Front Page? Mark St. John.
Correct. Mark St. John.
Damn.
I am calling shenanigans. I think that Sonny is cheating somehow.
How?
How the fuck did you know that? I'm just guessing. Kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just, but that is such a, like, a, what? I would have said, you know, Vinny Vincent. You know, okay, anyway, just move on. I'm ready to take my ass whooping.
So we're back around to Jody. What single was released in October 1977 to promote Kiss Alive 2?
Shout It Out Loud?
Yes, Shout It Out Loud.
And I think it was backed with, what was it backed with? Can't remember. I want to say it had like a live version of Rock and Roll All Night on the B-side, but I might be wrong. Can't remember.
You're probably right. They released that Rock and Roll All Night song 86,000 times.
Yeah. It's on a lot of singles, for sure.
Okay. Now we're down to Joe. What year was the Demon Wrestler introduced?
Oh, man, I should know this.
Yeah, you should. If anyone knows it, you should know it.
I'm going to say, like, for me, it's between 2 years. I'm going to say 1998.
99.
Damn it. That was my other answer. Mother. I was. Fine. Right,
do you want to take a second and figure out the score?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. What are we up to?
I'm at 10. Jody's at 9.5, and Joe's at 7.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay, so now we're back around to Sonny. According to this card, who submitted their resume to Kiss a Coin Management in a bright orange folder?
Eric Carr.
Eric Carr.
So is that why they always kind of use the orange for his color? Aura thing?
Maybe. He did it so he would get noticed, obviously. That was smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't he, like, get their autographs before he left, too, or something?
Yeah. So they say. I really wish we could, like, know the real deal with Eric after Paul's book. Who knows what the deal was with the dude. Did you ever meet Eric when he was alive, Matt?
I did. In fact, it was the Hot in the Shade tour at the Spectrum, and he was the first one that came out that night. It was backstage, back when you could get kind of backstage. I worked on that Kiss Mask fanzine, and they gave us the passes, and he was the first one to come around. He was super nice.
That's awesome.
Okay, so we're back around to Jody, and where did the Kiss Dynasty tour start?
I don't freaking know. Let's see. Jersey? I don't know.
Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland.
Mm.
Finally, a tough question for Jody.
It wasn't. The answer wasn't Ace.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now we're down to Joe. Which single from the four 1978 Kiss solo albums was the biggest hit on the charts?
New York Groove.
Correct. And it's, according to this, it was number 13.
All right.
Now we are back to Sonny. And name one encore song performed on the Rock and Roll Over tour.
Oh, my God.
So you actually have one, two, three choices.
Let's see. Rock and Roll Over. I'll choose Beth.
Beth is correct.
I always said Detroit Rock City.
The three that they list here are Shout It Out Loud, Beth, or Black Diamond.
Oh.
Shoo!
So at one point, Black Diamond was optional?
How about that?
That's insane.
Okay, so now we're back around to Jody. Who produced Paul Stanley's 1978 solo album?
Gosh. What is it, Michael Japp? I don't know.
Paul Stanley and Jeff Glicksman.
Oh, yeah, Glicksman. God damn it. Sorry. I knew that. I don't know. What was wrong with me?
So we're back down. We're down at Joe.
Thanks.
In 1975, what special effect was added to Kiss live show during the song Let Me Go Rock and Roll?
Fire breathing.
Confetti.
Oh, suck a dick.
There's Late Joe.
What the hell, confetti? It comes at the end, man. Everybody knows. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I meant it, actually.
Okay, right. Your background is Sonny.
Every time I catch up, I get shot back down.
Who played lead guitar on See You in Your Dreams on Gene's 1978 solo album?
Oh,
it's God. Not Lassie.
Derringer?
Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Jody knew that.
I did know that one.
This one is for Jody. Name one other Ace. Band Eric Singer played in before joining Kiss.
What's up? Sorry. Eric Singer was in before Kiss?
Name one other band Eric Singer played in before joining Kiss.
And they have with Badlands.
Yep. Correct. There you go.
I liked Badlands. I thought they were pretty badass.
Yeah.
Jakey Lee. Come on.
Lee.
What Canadian band opened for Kiss on the European leg of the Lick It Up tour in 1983?
Canadian band?
I'm going to say...
Easy.
Loverboy?
Who said easy?
Helix.
Yes, that's correct.
Helix. Helix. Was Loverboy
Dicks. Canadian?
Yeah, I think Loverboy is Canadian.
I don't know. Did Loverboy open for Kiss? I keep thinking that they did. I need to open my book.
We're back around to Sonny. Who was the first drummer in Ace Frehley's band, Frehley's Comet?
Anton Figg.
Anton Figg.
Goodness.
We're back to Jody. On January 30th, 1982, Kiss performed I on what TV show?
Fridays?
No. Oh. Solid Gold.
This is bogus.
I would have said Fridays.
That's just the first one that popped into my mind. Did they even do I on that one? I can't remember.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it.
We're back around to Joe. How old was Paul Stanley when he first started playing guitar?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. In the book, he said, I got my guitar at the same time I got my first pube. So let's go with 14.
13.
Sorry.
We're back around to Sonny. Who produced Animalize?
I'm going to say Paul and Gene.
Paul Stanley and associate producer Gene Simmons.
Woo!
Okay. Jody, Kiss appeared on the TV show That 70s Show in 2002. Who filled in for Ace Frehley?
Oh, my goodness.
Was it Tommy?
Tommy Thayer is correct. Now, you don't have to answer in the form of a question, but that was good.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Was Tommy already in the band at that point?
No.
It was just like a fill-in deal. I thought they had like Spiro as Gene on there or something.
At one point, Spiro was Gene.
Huh.
Cool. Okay, Joe, where was the concert video Animalize Live Uncensored recorded?
City or a venue?
They list both, but I think we would accept either.
Okay, so we'll go Detroit Cobo Hall.
You got it.
Which is now a Cobo Arena.
Look at that.
Messed me up when I was there. I was like, I'm at Cobo Hall. And they're like, it's Arena. Why? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back around to Sonny. What Kiss song was played on the animated TV series The Simpsons?
Rock and Roll All Night.
I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, damn.
I think it's in the episode where Homer gets the church. He sues the church or whatever, and he ends up living in the church.
Oh,
that's funny.
Okay, we're down to Jody. Where did Kiss play the first reunion show?
Well,
ooh, that's technical. That's kind of
like a technical. One, yeah. Are they saying the Weenie Roast, or are they saying Detroit?
You know what? I would give it to you because they're saying Irvine Meadows, so that would technically be the Weenie Roast. Yeah. So you got them both.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Hey, now, since you actually named both, does that give you another 0.5 as well?
No. Whatever.
I think it should, but that's up to Joe, I guess.
Jeez, Matt. Why don't you just give him the trophy? Hey, what's the score now? Because I don't even think I broke 10 yet.
All right, so I'm at 14, Jody's at 12.5, and you are at 9.
Okay. Coincidentally, this question for me is worth 9 points. All right, go ahead.
What Make Up Era Kiss album was re-released in July 1985 with a new album cover featuring the new Kiss guitarist, Bruce Kulick?
Creatures of the Night, and I win! With 18. No, Creatures of the Night, yeah.
That's like the coolest Gene's ever looked in the 80s, I think, is on the cover of that album. He looks awesome. Probably, black leather, rich. Big hoop earrings, nice wig.
I still don't think it's a girl's ass on the back. Trick.
So we're back around to Sonny. What Japanese Kiss compilation album was released in June 1988?
Ooh.
Chikara. Correct.
To have that. I really hope they have somebody has that at the expo.
What, Chikara?
Yeah.
I'll make you one on iTunes as a playlist for free.
Oh, that's not the same.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
So what do we got? What you got?
Who played lead guitar on Paul Stanley's 1978 solo album?
Obviously Bob.
Bob Kulick.
Paul played on Hold Me, Touch Me.
Stop trying to get extra points, Sean.
Yeah, I'm trying to make up that 0.5, dude. Come on. Yeah. Extra credit with Matt Porter. Come on.
So we got Joe. Which Kiss band member wrote the song Move On?
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley.
Okay, that was, all right, sensitively easy.
So now we're back around to Sonny. What position did Forever reach on the charts in 1990?
Ha! Oh, if you know this one, you damn it. Wikipedia shit.
Okay, it was not number one. I'm going to go with 7.
You know what? I always thought it was 7, but according to this card, it says 8.
Damn. I thought it was 9.
Damn.
I mean, you're at 15 now, basically.
Right.
Oh, you need one more.
You have to keep throwing in all the right. Hard ones, Matt.
Yeah.
That's what Matt, she said.
Yeah, I was about to man, you beat me by like 3 seconds. Matt's giving Sonny the hard one.
Nice.
So, I guess we're back to Jody. Who was the Revenge album dedicated to?
Eric Carr.
Eric Carr. And now we're back to Joe. What roles did Ace Frehley and Peter Criss play on the Fox TV sci-fi program Millennium?
They were security guards, man.
It says state troopers, but I think I'll take that.
Yeah. Okay.
They were like cops, right?
Cops, yeah.
Rent-a-cops.
Yeah, and they cops, had big, right. Huge belly. They were,
so now, if Sonny gets this, is this 16 for you?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay.
Come on, Sonny. You don't know this one.
Who is Eddie Belandes?
Time's up. Next one.
The pyrotechnic guy?
One of Kiss bodyguards in the late 1970s.
Didn't he also do the like a live two?
He did the live two intro, right?
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. So we're still in this.
I was going to say Matt's neighbor. Like, dude, I don't know.
Okay, so we're on to Jody. What was the name of the Kiss tour in 1985/86?
What was the name of the tour?
Yep.
Yeah.
What, like the Asylum tour?
Correct.
Okay. Cool. Because, you know, sometimes it'll be like the tours will have little names, you know?
Like again, answering in the form of a question. I like it.
Cool.
We're back down to Joe. Which Kiss album features the track Spit?
Would that be Revenge?
That would be Revenge.
I answered in the form of a question.
Nice. For bonus points, where did that song come from? Lyrically.
It came from that movie we were talking about, Too Young to Die.
Absolutely. Joe gets a bonus point for that.
Hey, I got a half a boner. Bonus. Sorry.
Okay, so we're back around. Stuart Spector designed custom guitars for which Kiss member?
Gene.
Gene Simmons is correct.
Congratulations, well, man.
Who dares wins on Podcast Rock City?
All right, let me ask you this. How long have we been going now? You want to throw in a few bonus ones and say, all right, Sonny wins the first round, and then let's say the first one to get to 20 from here. Sonny, sure. You got what, 16?
16. Jody's got 15 and a half. You have 13.
All right, I'm down. Okay, let's do what it. Do you think? You good for that, Matt?
So what we could say is that we reached Sweet 16. We could go till she's legal at 21.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I'm down with that. Let's go. Woo.
So now we're back around to Jody.
Okay, wait. First of all, congratulations, Sonny. Yeah. You are the brain of the three of us.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, so let's go for round two to legalized 21.
We could drink. If you put this out for New Year's, everybody will be drinking. So it's what movie did Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne both appear in?
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
For a combined total of 2 minutes between the both of them.
Wake up, sleepyheads.
Right.
Ow. Joe, who played the Phantom in Kiss Meets the Phantom?
Oh, man. I can't think of his freaking name.
Devereaux.
Anthony Dickmunch.
That's his nickname.
Right.
Oh, I don't remember. I'll sign
Joe, up. It's the great Anthony Zerbe.
Yeah, that's right. You met him.
Yes.
I love your story. I love your story. So eventually we got to talk about that on a Halloween, man, because your story is you're one of those guys, right? It's
like, you know what? If you go back and listen to my very first ever appearance on the podcast, Halloween Memories, I tell that story, and it is one of my favorites.
That is awesome.
It's a great one.
Yeah, make sure you listen to the Kiss Room with Matt Porter. I know most of you people listening know who he is anyway, because we talk about him and every fucking thing we do, but you know, because I mean, we actually say the jingle. It's like Monco Radio, ready?
Where music and minds meet.
Yes, absolutely.
We're having the best time ever.
Yes. So you listened to that Alive 75 special?
Of course I did. Dude, I listen to everything
you
do. I've
seen that a billion times. It's funny.
Everything you've ever done, Kiss Room, I've heard it all.
Ah, you're the best. All right, let's see. So now we're back around to Sonny. In 1996, which talk show host introduced the reunion of the original KISS lineup?
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien. Okay, we're on back around to Jody. Who sang backup vocals on Burning Up With Fever on Gene's 1978 solo album?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know. I'll say Cher.
According to the card, Donna Summer.
Okay. There's so many names. It's like, it could be anybody.
So we're back around to Joe. What did everyone receive at the entrance gate for every performance of the Psycho Circus tour?
3D glasses.
Correct.
Yep. Sonny was there at Dodger Stadium, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's badass.
We're back around to Sonny. What man of a thousand faces did Gene Simmons idolize as a young boy?
Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney is correct. Yeah. Back around to Joe, mm-hmm. or Jody.
Jody.
Yeah.
What was the name of Gene Simmons magazine?
Tongue.
Now, technically, it's Gene Simmons' Tongue, of course.
No, he doesn't get the point. No point. No point for Jody.
What was his original fanzine called? That's what I thought they were going to be asking.
There you go, right.
I don't even know the answer to that either.
These don't really go that deep.
Nah, not at least not yet.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's what she didn't say. Joe,
where did Peter reunite with Paul and Gene on stage for the first time since 1980?
Los Angeles, California.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Boom, boom, boom.
I just can't. I can't lose any more.
Maybe
points.
Every time we get it right, I'll edit in when Paul's like, "Boom!"
Background is Sonny. What role did Gene Simmons play in the movie "Wish You Were Dead"?
You were dead.
That's a movie I never heard.
Never even
of.
Heard of that one either.
I never even heard of this.
Wish You Were Dead.
I'm gonna say he played a villain.
Cab driver.
According to the card, Italian hairdresser. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
I haven't either.
That's crazy.
Now I'm going to have to dig for that. I'd like to see that.
Let me ask you guys, have you ever seen that movie, The New Guy?
I don't think so.
There's a movie
with,
called...
Marky Mark?
No. I think it's called The New Guy. It's about this nerdy guy who gets beat up at this one school, and then he goes and learns how to be a tough guy from a prison inmate, and then he goes to the school, and the first thing he does is whoop the ass of like the head, you know, bully or whatever. Gene's in that; he plays a priest.
Right, right.
I've seen photos of him in that, but I've never seen it.
And then somebody told me that they saw him in a movie recently. Which was, I guess, the sequel to Get Shorty.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not sure. I just heard that. But
have you guys seen one that Ace is like the heroin dealer? It's kind of different.
All I did was watch his scene, and that was enough.
Right. Right.
All right. So we're back around to Jody. What was Eric Carr's first choice for a KISS stage name?
Oh, God. Was it like Rusty Blades or something?
That is correct.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, we're back to Joe. What KISS song appeared on the 1994 Dazed and Confused soundtrack?
Oh, Rock and Roll All Night?
Rock and Roll All Night is correct.
All right.
It was a good soundtrack, man. You had Bowie, Runaways, KISS.
All right.
Back to Sonny. Paul Stanley contributed his distinctive vocal talents to what coffee commercial?
Oh,
Folgers.
Correct. Yes. Back around to Jody. Who opened for KISS at Dodger Stadium for the first show on the Psycho Circus tour?
Oh, man, I know this.
Damn, I wanted that question. Right, I was going to say,
that would have been unfair if Sonny got that one. But yeah, Pumpkins.
Pumpkins,
the Smashing
correct.
Pumpkins. I liked them back in the day. I thought they were good.
I just got their re-release of that Siamese Dream album.
Does it sound any better? Because it was super muddy, like the original.
I just love the record, man.
I do too. What's your favorite song on there?
All of them.
I really love that damn mayonnaise song.
I can listen to that record from beginning to end every day.
Quiet. That's a great one.
Anyhow. He's super talented. Super talented. Big Kiss fan, too.
Yeah.
Joe, which cartoon characters did Eric Carr create?
The Rockheads.
The Rockheads. So now we're back to Sonny. What item was handed out to radio stations and promoters in Canada to promote Kiss?
Oh, boy. Kiss Army stickers?
According to the card, red wax lips.
Yeah, the wax lips.
Not a clue.
What's the score?
So I'm at 19, Jody's at 19 and a half, and it's his turn, and Joe's at 17.
I'm gonna win.
I can feel it.
Okay. So Jody's question, what brand of makeup does Kiss use?
Stein's Clown White?
Correct, Stein's.
Nice. So I'm at what? 20?
20 and a half.
20 and a half. Oh, shit.
So we're up to Joe. Ready. Which Kiss member threw furniture into a river in Florida?
Peter Criss.
Ace Frehley.
God bless. I was trying to figure out, was he angry when he did it? Because or was it just for fun? That should have been part of the question. Which angry member? Well, then you know it's Peter. Which fun guy? Ace. Okay.
Okay, so we're back to Sonny. Which Kiss member was a regular on the TV show Politically Incorrect?
Gene.
Gene Simmons.
All right, Jody for the win.
Ooh, I think shit. Paul was on it one time as well. And I think most of the time for the show, he didn't speak at all. And in the middle of a question, he asked everybody if he wanted them to go get coffee. He was like, can I go get anybody coffee? He really had no opinion. It was really funny. All right, Jody for the win. Fuck.
When did Kiss receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I don't know, dude, but I'm going to guess 77?
Oh.
1999.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, they didn't get it until, like, they reunited.
I actually remember that now that you mention it, but I just couldn't recall.
They wanted to give it to him a little sooner, but they... because it wasn't the original band, they wouldn't do it. So they gave him the Rock Walk or whatever it was.
Hmm. Well, that sucks. What do you got okay. for Joe?
So now we're back to Joe. What song did Kiss perform live on the Mike Douglas Show on May 21st, 1974?
Firehouse.
Firehouse is correct.
Oh, God. I had to, like, run Firehouse. The video through Whoop. My head.
So is this Sonny now on for the Sonny win. For the Win?
Sonny for the Win.
Oh, bullshit.
You can't see it, but I'm sending you some kind of a Italian hex through
don't
the...
Don't do the Dio thing. You don't want to piss anybody off.
No, dude. It's just like...
I need a date. I'm good at dates.
Okay, here's your question. Who is the only member of Kiss to never have changed his name?
Who is the only member of Kiss? It's
too easy.
That changed their name. Bruce.
Bruce Kulick is correct.
Yes. All right.
So now, what does that make the score?
21 for me, 20 and a half for Jody, 18 for Joe.
So technically, if we go through this round, if Jody gets it, he wins by 0.5.
That's true.
You got to go through the round. That's right.
Okay, let's see what happens. Okay,
he's still going to get it all fucked up, but let's go ahead and try it anyway.
Give him a date.
Which Kiss song appeared in the 2001 movie Rockstar starring Mark Wahlberg?
Let's see. Lick It Up?
Lick It Up is correct.
Yep.
Jody for the win.
Now we got last questions to Joe.
I have 18. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Which two band members wrote the Kiss song Strutter?
Oh, I know this. It would be Paul Stanley and Mark St. John.
Yeah.
I know. It's Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, correct.
I can't win, so it had to be funny. Well, congratulations. I say that you two, I say Sonny won the first round and the second round, technically, and Jody wins by default. And if we were going by the win, whoever gets the least questions right, that would be me, so I win being a loser. Yeah!
Join us next time for Podcast Rock Trivia.
Absolutely. Matt Porter, thank you so much for doing this with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. That was a blast.
Absolutely. Stick around. Hang on 1 second.
Hey, it's Paul Stanley here on Podcast Rock City.
Listen, don't, like we were telling you earlier, don't forget Matt, you know, he does a show. When's the next one? January?
We're going to be back to the second Friday of every month. So that makes it, I think, January 12th.
Yes. Okay. January 12th. And if you go, you can go to the Kiss Room on Facebook or kissroom.com, right?
Thekissroom.com.
Thekissroom.com. And just take a look at the page. Follow, subscribe, whatever you have to do on iTunes.
If you go on iTunes, it's the Podcast and the Kiss Room. You get, if you subscribe to that, you get both Podcast and Kiss Room delivered directly to you.
Yeah, and it's awesome because Matt actually is on a radio station, so he gets to play music.
Woo!
And that's a lot of fun as well. He plays stuff I've never heard before. Like the last time I heard a song where it just blew me away, I can't think of what it was, but in the solo, Gene says, you know, like, take it, Ace, or something like that. And there's, like, all this slide guitar play.
You know what? It could have been – I know at one point I played the alternate version of It's My Life. And I think it might have been – because I think that might be the one where he says, Ace, and Ace goes to the solo. It might have been that.
Yeah.
I sneak in some, you know, some obscure stuff and try and play as much different stuff as I can.
Yeah, I can't tell you how often I'm playing the stuff for our radio show, and all of a sudden this thing Matt posts to me, bing, it comes in, it goes, click this link. It's like, you know, it'll be a song I've never heard before, and it's just awesome. And like, you know, Matt is a brother to the show, and it means a lot to us that you're here right now. And always listen to the Kiss Room.
You guys are the best. And you know what? It really was probably one of the highlights of the year was meeting everybody at the Nashville Rock and Pod. Really, meeting everybody in person was fantastic.
That was an amazing experience, and we'll have to do it again soon. Absolutely. Jody, do you have anything to add to the end of the show, sir?
I would add to everyone, Happy New Year. Hope this year's better than last year was for everyone out there. And thanks you so much for listening all the time. We love it. Thank you.
Great. Sonny.
Thank you very much, Kiss Army. 2018 is going to rock.
Cool. Matt.
Thanks for having me on, guys. And like I echo that sentiment. I hope 2018 is a whole lot better than 2017.
Absolutely. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss podcasts, and we listen to a lot of Kiss podcasts. You're going to hear the commercials for all of the ones that we listen to right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
History Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah. Oh, f***.
Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And Sirius.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theory. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right. It's your Podkissed. Every month, Podkiss crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkiss.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Sitting around with time to kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
Woo! Rock and
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11, 12.
Yeah.